Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Sunday this week was Father's Day. I'm not sure that the fathers of our children are given the appreciation and respect that they deserve. Of course, I'm talking about the fathers that step up and do their share in raising their children. It's a family job to raise good kids, responsible, honest, considerate children. My father set a positive example. He worked hard, and we were expected to help. My sisters and I helped to milk the cows and feed the chickens and gather the eggs. My grandfather even came out to help in the garden. We were a team and proud of it. As a 10-year-old, I was in 4-H, and in my first year, I gave my first speech, "What I Feed My Pig." Well, my father helped me put that together. In our one-room country school, my sisters and I played on our sports teams, basketball and softball. My dad was our coach. We all had to play because there were only 9 or 10 kids in the whole school. There was a lot to do with sports and farm work every day. Let's not forget the school work. My dad helped me with my math class. He was good with algebra, and I was so grateful that when I went to West Point, he had already taught me the basics of algebra. Fathers and mothers both play such an important role in raising good children. We need to turn the pages back to the way it used to be, two parents raising their kids. Criminologists' research found that absence of fathers to be one of the most powerful predictions of crime. Young men in prison, 90% grew up without a father. The Census Bureau tells us that today, 1 in 4 children grew up without a father in the home. Also, without a father, a child is 4 times more likely to live in poverty, and he is twice as likely to drop out of school. According to a report published in 1965, only 25% of African American households at that time were single parent. Today, 2/3 are single parent households. In today's society, too many men don't take responsibility for their offspring. I'm forever grateful for my father, who was part of a solid family foundation when I grew up. Discipline, responsibility, and respect for others was a good life we lived. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.